The Average Network takes you now to the Batcave of Count Richard Cheney, the hideous vampire at the heart of the Bush administration. We join Count Cheney, his evil assistant Rumsfeld, and their old friend Newt Gingrich as they await the arrival of the president. This is episode 30 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World.
Well, Dick, I'm a historian, and I just think we need to get rid of Medicare for the sake of the economy. It's a historical imperative, like bacon. Besides, if old people don't have any money, it's their own fault.
Of course it is, Mr. Speaker. More tea?
Thanks, Don. I'm a historian, you know. That's why I like talking to Dick. How old are you, really?
322 in March. Of course, we had to change all my dates for my official bio.
Oh, well, sure. Tell me again about the golden age of free market capitalism, Count Cheney.
Ah, Newt. It does my old, heart good to hear you young people interested in the past. There is so much more than dry dates and treaties.
What about the golden age?
Ah, Britain when it was great. Newt, my boy, from 1820 until 1900, England was the place to be. The good old days. Tell us about the money, master.
Yeah, we want to hear about the money.
Ah, my little friends. In those days, wealth was real wealth. Whole classes were devoted to making the fabulously rich comfortable and happy, which is as it should be. In those days, the poor weren't annoying. They were obsequious and properly humble. It was so Dickensian.
There were lots of poor people, weren't there, Master?
Indeed, Donald. Miles of slums filled with superfluous peasants, being born, dying. For my kind, it was a very good time. Vampires could move about and feed with impunity, never worrying about forensic investigations, DNA research, child labor laws, or income taxes. London smelled a bit, of course, but when a creature had money, it was real money. Gold, silver, precious jewels, great piles of glittering coin. Bullion, casks of the finest stones. Real wealth, my boys.
I'm getting all excited.
Not here, Mr. Speaker.
No paper money anywhere.
Well, of course, for truly vast sums, there were always bank drafts and checks, but most money was coinage, clanking and tinkling away in one's purse or pocket.
The poor don't know their place anymore.
Quite right, Mr. Gingrich, quite right. And that's why it is so marvelous seeing the Senate with your medieval Medicare prevention bill. Now that it's passed, will force the poor to retain their place in the world.
As fodder for our mad plans of conquest, right?
Well, that might be a bit more honest than is really required, Newton, my boy. But you get the idea.
Dick?
Hey, he's Dick. Brought Ashcroft, Master.
Which tavern are you in? Count Cheney? Don? Henry? Where are you fellas at?
Will Rumsfeld fetch the doctor?
He's lost.
Yes, Master. In here, George, of the Rumpus Cavern.
Mr. President? Mr. Attorney General?
Newt Gingrich. By gobs.
Hi, Ashcroft. Hang anybody interesting lately?
Call me later at the office. I got home movies. By gobs. After George gets reelected, I'm a-going after Hollywood liberals. And that's my ruling.
Go get 'em, John. How'd you like England, Mr. President?
Hey, yeah. Dick, I thought you said they spoke the same language. I didn't know what in heck that Queen guy was a-talking about.
Hey, Mr. President.
Sir. Business, sir.
George.
Okay.
They do speak the same language. It's similar to what Ted Kennedy speaks.
Huh. Hey, Henry.
Good evening, everyone. How's your Medicare prevention bill, Newt?
Never healthier, Henry. You don't care about that, do you?
Only idle curiosity, Mr. Speaker. My focus is usually international. Besides, I was listed in Forbes' Christmas issue as the richest disembodied head in the world. I don't really worry about health care. Plus, I get a nice retirement package from the State Department.
Yes, I get a pension from State, a pension from Defense, a pension from the Senate, and I'll get another for being Vice President.
Plus your Halliburton money, Master.
And that never really stops.
Me and Andy Card figured out I'm going to get about $2.5 million for my pensions from the White House, and then I got the Texas State House, too. And then I'll get a bunch for my memoirs.
Don't forget, George, we all get to divvy up what's left from our, re-election fund.
Hey, yeah. I had a couple of bestsellers. Of course, I had to split the bread with the guy who really wrote them.
We could arrange to take care of him for you.
No, I might need him again. Besides, I'd feel awful. He just turned 16 last month.
Oh, all right.
Gentlemen, please. George, report.
Well, I shot Medicare in the leg. It's a bleeding pretty good.
Boy talks pure poetry, don't he?
Down, Ashcroft.
Yeah, me and Don got the media thinking only Iraqis getting offed over there. In Iraq, I mean.
Everybody's dropping like flies.
Have we managed to divert attention away from the deficit?
Well, we had Commerce apply some, shall we say, creative financing, and we managed to get third quarter GDP growth of 8.2%.
That is absurd. Who would believe that?
Why would? Then there we have it. George is the only one who needs to believe it. His conviction will hold off the dolts, and the numbers from Commerce will confound anyone who attempts to add them up.
What about with computers?
It's already destroyed the three computers that helped us create it.
Ah, well done.
Same people did it as did my Medicare prevention bill.
Why raised us a whole bunch of money, got old Arnold Schwarzenegger for thinking we gonna help him.
We won't tell him until after the election.
Why no? He gives us California, we give him some of his energy money back.
Good. How did the JFK anniversary go?
Peter Jennings is our new Gerald Posner.
Gerald Posner is our new Tom Wicker.
And Tom Wicker's about to be our new Kitty Kelly.
What are you fellas talking about?
It's the cover-up, John.
You remember? There's a safe behind that false wall in your office. That's where the beyond secret JFK assassination material is.
Well, by gobs.
You don't want to open it. Lyndon Johnson and J. Edgar Hoover are hiding in there.
So that's what them screams was. I thought it was mice.
In a way, our agents in Baghdad still haven't managed to finish off Jerry Bremer, but they'll keep trying.
That would be a nice Thanksgiving turkey.
Me and what's her name?
Laura, sir.
Yeah, Laura. We're going to have one of them. We're going to have a big old ham. Going to have broccoli, too. I like broccoli. Scares my dad. Reminds him of his dad.
I'm going to hang me some terroristicals.
Yes, Ashcroft. George, we're going to be giving you a speech soon in which you refer to Castro as an imminent threat.
We going to invade Cuba?
Not necessarily. If we make him think we might, it will transmit to the Cuban-American community and they'll back up the Florida and South Texas vote for you and Jeb.
Who?
Your brother, the tall one.
It will also provide our mafia friends some needed extra income. They've already signed to head vice, just like the old days.
The good old Cuban free market corrupt capital days, Count Cheney?
And who says the young have no appreciation?
Oh, boy!
Also, George, if we make a Cuban invasion seem possible, lots of American leftists will try to go there to help Castro, thus ensuring you a slightly better percentage of the polls next November.
We'll make the invasion seem a go for December. That way the soldiers will be in South Florida. They'll like that. It'll be nice and warm.
Then we invade, huh?
We won't need to. It's merely an election ploy. Besides, how long can Fidel last? He smokes 80 cigars a day.
Heck, Dick, you smoke.
Actually, he doesn't. It's brimstone. It seeps up through the floor.
I'm a historian, George. Did you know that Washington is built on an old swamp over one of the many mouths of hell?
Sure, everybody knows that. That's why everybody here's weird.
There, Henry. He can learn things.
Sure I can.
Just not very many things.
And it helps if money is involved.
The Average Network has brought you More or Less Safely through episode 30 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and The Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were investigated by the Average Department of Network Security and have been rated Orange Elevated. This is Pablo T. Flies settling slowly into a vat of gravy and staying tuned.